What's up, guys? It's your boy Jay Tone, and I'm here with another episode of Things Will Get Heated. And it's a new year. We made it 2024, as they call it, Kobe year. You know, determination, mama mentality. Go after what's yours, you know. Don't let nobody hold you back. On this episode, I want to speak on the whole, Cat Williams broke the neck, bro. He broke the neck, bro. You know, he was on Shannon Sharp, and they was talking, and he just went. He was just firing. I don't want to say he was firing, because most of the he wasn't really going at people. You know, he was just giving his perspective on a lot of situations that nobody else has, you know, insight on or really know about. I won't take it as he was aiming at everybody. Like some people say he felt that he sound bitter. I don't see that. I see he just giving his side of things. Like everybody else has their point of view, you know. But what I do want to speak on is like, why don't people, you know, one thing I barely see now is people sitting in a room and having those uncomfortable conversations, you know? Like, there's so many of us, you know what I mean? But it's so many black entertainers who is on one side and others on the other side. You know, we want everybody to come together. Like if it's smoke in the air, man, let's clear it up. You know, be adults. Say what's really on your mind. You know what I mean? Y'all can have them. It can be in front of the camera. I mean, that would make more sense because it would help a lot of people out. You know, because it's not just them that's going through this type of situations of some people feel like they hating, some people just don't like them, you know, like, what if y'all, like, it's so many black entertainers in the world, and most of the time we hear, oh, bad things about this person and bad things about this person, and it's coming from, you know, it's like ping pong, you know what I mean, it's like, one person say something, the next person just come out and just like, and it's really disgusting, like, for me, because we love all these black entertainers, you know, we watch their movies, or we listen to their music, or we listen, you know, watch them stand-ups, and it drives a wedge between fans. Because some fans be like, oh, this person ain't funny because of such and such said it. Oh, such and such said he ain't funny. So now they start looking at, oh, how he look at this person. Instead of, you know, instead of loving the product of the person, you know. And so when I looked at when I watched the Cat Williams interview and I seen her, his points, and I seen other, for years, it's been, you know, we always hear about the gatekeepers. It's in music, movies, whatever you want to think of as gatekeepers. But when I hear about it, you know, it's levels, you know. All right, so a billionaire is not going to sit with a person that's, you know, that's not in his tax bracket, you know. I understand that, but at the same time, as a black person, you go on shows, or you not shows, you go on interviews, and you just start talking about this person, and instead of, the most easiest thing to do is have a conversation with someone. A lot of people don't want to do it. It's the most uncomfortable conversation you ever can have. It can fix a lot. And that's real shit. You know, you a lot of because one, I'm gonna tell you why. You could be thinking something about that person, and it's totally opposite. Like it's totally wrong because you probably heard it from somebody else. So now you're looking at that person different, and it makes you like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck with this person because such and such, such, such and such. When all you have to do is just, you know, sit down, talk, speak your piece, speak his piece, and trust me, some of that truth will come out, you know, because we separated, we hurting each other. But when we stand together, like, we know we powerful because we all can help each other, bro. We all can help each other. We don't have to tear down somebody to make the other person look better. Like that even go with debates. You know, you ever watch ESPN and they tear another person down and bring another person up. You know, like it's and that happens everywhere. That happens on a regular day life. You know, you could be chilling with your boys and somebody be like, oh, start talking about somebody else to make themselves look better. Like we have to stop that, and I felt like this was the perfect time, you know, to start the year with some positivity. Look at things different. I wanted to give y'all my perspective on how I viewed that whole interview, how I took shit apart, and got my own solution. And I want y'all to tell me what y'all think. Tell me how y'all feel about it. How would y'all go about it? And this has been another episode of Things Will Get Heated. You already know my name, Jay Toner. Happy New Year's to everybody.